Blog Talk Radio.
Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I am your host, Frank Williams. And good morning, guys, and welcome. Now, I have a great show set up for you today, and we're going to get right into it in just a minute. But let's do this. Before we get started, let's thank our sponsor. Today's show is sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Let's see. Let's go here. Today's word of the day is deportment. Deportment. Deportment is a noun, and it's spelled D-E-P-O-R-T-M-E-N-T. Deportment. The manner in which one conducts oneself or the behavior is deportment. Deportment is the manner in which one conducts oneself. All right? So that's a great word, and you guys can grab that and use it however you want make it work for you. Great, great word of the day. All right? Now, today's weather right now is 75 degrees in the ATL. Looking at a high today of 86 degrees and maybe some rain here in the early afternoon, 3, 4, 5 o'clock. We're looking at some showers. Tomorrow, thunder showers, 87. Thursday, thunder showers, 91. Friday, sunshine, 91. Saturday, sunshine, 90. Sunday, rain, 88. So we're looking at a great weekend. And then a little rain towards the end of the weekend. But, of course, that may go away. Who knows, okay? And, guys, if you're in the on the East Coast of the United States, up around North Carolina, South Carolina, I guess it would be the Georgia coast as well, all up along the Eastern Coast, looks like the hurricane is going to come in on Friday, early Friday afternoon. So if you have family or friends there, please make sure or ask them to get out of there and find a place that's out of harm's way, okay? Because they say once this thing makes landfall, it's going to be a Category 4 or 5 storm. You can't go above 5, right? So it may be devastating, and you want to, of course you can't take your home with you, but you want to take your important stuff, put a packet in the car, and get to out of town where you're safe until the storm goes by. And then you can go back and assess the damage, get your insurance done, all this and that, and yaki yaki, put your life back together, right? Put your life back together. So, guys, if you're in that area or you know someone in that area, please, please, tell them that they need to get out of there, and they need to get out of there soon. Right? They need to get out of there soon. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, the call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483. You can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comments or opinions, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will absolutely allow you to come on the show. Okay? Let's see. What else we're going to do? I think that's about it. So let's go ahead and get into today's show. Okay? And here we go. Now, hold it. Before I get into the show, I wanted to say a couple of things about this police shooting where this woman, police officer, off duty, went into the wrong apartment, and killed a man, 26-year-old man. She killed him. And she said that the door to the apartment was ajar. Okay? The door was ajar. So, okay, if the door is ajar, first thing, how can you miss your own apartment? Has anyone ever, if you live in an apartment complex, have you ever gone into someone else's apartment? Have you ever gone into someone else's apartment and you didn't know, I'm talking about you live there. I'm not talking about you going to visit someone there and you go knock on the wrong door or you go into the wrong house. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you live in this complex and you go, first of all, you park on the wrong level of your apartment. That's the first thing. Okay. How do you do that? Then you come back and you go into the wrong apartment. How do you do that? How do you walk into someone else's apartment? Okay. How do you walk into someone else's apartment? And she said the door was ajar and her key wouldn't work. So she thought someone had broken in. And when she got into the house and saw someone in there, she fired shots into the guy's chest. Now, tell me again, if you're not threatened by someone, why are you shooting? And then how do you get into someone else's apartment? You say you had the wrong key. You say your key didn't work, but the door was ajar. Okay? If your key doesn't work, the first thing I'd do, I'd look and say, "What am I at the right house?" And when I realized I wasn't at the right house, I got to find my apartment. But no, her key wouldn't work, and she goes into this apartment and see this man and shoots him in the chest. Not sure how many bullets he took, but he's dead. Okay? He's dead. And, you can't bring him back. Now, they charged her with manslaughter. And, they gave her a $300,000 bond, a bail, or whatever you call it. And she was out in a matter of minutes. She didn't spend not one night in jail. Okay, she didn't spend one night in jail. Now, you guys tell me, is that fair justice at all? Is that fair at all? Didn't even spend one day in jail. So, for me, I believe that she should have been charged with murder and she should have been held without bond. Right? Held without bond. That's what it should have been. We got to stop this somewhere. Somewhere this has got to stop. Somewhere it's got to stop. I mean, it's not even slowing down. It seems to be gaining momentum like a snowball coming down the hill. Come on, man. We got to get better. We have got to get better. Police, if you're listening to the show, please, I beg of you, slow down. Figure out what's going on. Okay? You guys are out there, you're wearing bulletproof vests so that you could be, you're protected from having a shot in the chest or the stomach or the, that can damage your liver or your lungs or whatever. You're protected from that. Okay? If you get shot in the arms or legs, that won't threaten your life, I don't believe. Unless you're just hit in the right place. But these kids out here don't have on any bulletproof vests. So when you come up on one, please, please be conscious not to go for your weapon. Unless they have a weapon, of course. But if you can't see a weapon, they don't have a weapon, please. If you have to draw your weapon, just draw it. Try not to fire. If you fire, fire at the legs. Killing people. Stop killing innocent people. Okay, stop killing innocent people. And it's just a bad day to hear your kid has been shot and killed by the police. I can't imagine. All right? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Today's show is entitled, Should you financially take care of your girlfriends or boyfriends? Oh, my God. So we're going to discuss some of the reasons why you should not be expected to take care of your girlfriend's or boyfriend's kids. We shouldn't. I shouldn't be expected to take care of your kids. And we're dating. Okay? So you and I are dating. You got one, two, you say you have two kids already. And we're dating. We go back to your place, yeah, your kids there, this and that, yada yada, I meet your kids, this and that. Those are not my kids. I mean, I have my own kids to take care of. I can't take care of yours as well. Now, I mean, I can take care of them as far as if we go out to eat and the kids come or whatever, you know, I can do that. But as far as giving you money to buy them clothes or shoes or give you money for rent or things like that, that's not my responsibility. Now, if I decide to help you, that's a different story. But just right off the cuff, no, I can't take care of your kids. I'm not going to take care of your kids. That's not my thing. But, Frank, who's supposed to be taking care? Who's going to take care of these kids? Well, she is, and whomever gave her those kids going to take care of them. Man, I get sick and tired of women having babies by these men and let them just run off and never show any, never come see the kids, never send any money, anything. But they're their kids. No, I'm not taking care of your kid. Again, we might go out somewhere and, you know, grab a bite of fresh food or something like that. I'm good with that. Okay? But I'm not going to take care of them financially when their deadbeat dad is out there doing whatever. He's not taking care of his kids financially. Of course not, because she's asking you to take care of her kids. And no, I just can't do that. I mean, I love you. I like you a lot. We've been kicking it together for months now. But, you know, this has to stop. Or if this doesn't stop, we're going to stop because I can't do it. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. Now, again, I can see, you know, doing something as far as we may go out to eat or something like that. Now, I don't mind taking care of the kids at that point. I'll do that. Okay? I cannot take care of your kids when their deadbeat dad is out there doing whatever the hell he wants to do. I don't know what the problem is with her, with their dad, but he needs to step up to the plate. Instead of asking me to take care of your kids, why not? Why aren't you asking him to take care of his kids? You hear that, right? Take care of his kids. Why aren't you asking him to take care of his kids? They're his kids. Ask him to take care of his kids. And that's as simple as this gets. You know, you have to be real with these women and, you know, and let them know you need to take care of your kids. Take care of your own kids. Take care of your own kids. Seriously. Guys, take care of your own kids. And, you know, and these, you know, women out here who boyfriends have kids, do the same with them. Don't take care of his kids. Let him know. His mom, his kid's mom, need to take care of her own kids. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. It should be taking care of their own kids, man or woman. Take care of your own kids. Please. Don't ask or have someone to take care of your kids. Because if you ask or you have someone to take care of your kids, then, you know, it's a problem. Right? It's a problem. And you're gonna run into something that's, you know, not only a problem, but, man, you know, you might have a bigger problem than that, because that person may leave you, may walk away from you. Simply because you're asking them to take care of your kids, and they're not going to do it. I just don't think they are. I wouldn't. I can't. Okay? I wouldn't. I can't. Because you spend so much money dealing with kids already, dealing with your kids. I have kids of my own. So I'm not a rich man to be able to take care of your kids and my kids. It's just not going to happen. okay? Just not going to happen. So, hey, guys, all I'm going to say is, you know, help these guys and women and men become better parents by having them take care of their own kids. You laid down and made these kids. You laid down and made these kids. So you should be the one to take care of. Take care of your kids. Hey, guys, that's all the show I have for you today. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to have another great show. I have them all lined up for you this week. So get ready, sit back, and enjoy the ride. Hey, thanks, guys, and have a great day. This Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. See ya.
Dead guys, don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Finger